Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to the premiere episode of The Naked Truth. This is the successor to the short-lived show, The Ties That Bind. We got some feedback from our listeners saying The Ties That Bind was a little bit too touchy, too feely, and a little too extra crispy. Tonight's very, very, very special guest is Pittsburgh celebrity, internet auteur, and world-class poet, philosopher, and sexologist, Fat Mandy. Welcome, Fat. Do I call you Fat or Mandy?
No, you can call me Fat Mandy or Mandy or Margalit or Hey Fat Chick.
Or Hey Naked Chick. Because for our fabulous radio listeners who aren't able to clairvoyantly see what's going on in the room, she's naked for us right now.
And not just a little bit naked, not just like naked, like maybe she's showing a little skin. I'm talking about...
Not just stroking naked.
There's nothing left of the imagination here, except for the crinkly folds of your sphincter. I can't quite see that, but everything else is pretty much...
Now, my fat keeps all the important stuff covered. No, it does. Come on. You can't see my nether regions.
True. I can see your nipples, both
well,
of them.
Well, sure.
They're important.
They are important, but they're not nether.
No.
They're quite
true.
Above.
That's true.
And
except when I'm upside down.
Of course, I failed to mention my tragically fully clothed but very, very sexy co-host, Dr. Sexopoulos.
Yes. You got the doctor right part. Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Sexopoulos, thank you very much for joining us. We have a fun-filled and fabulous show for you. By the way, in order to enhance listener participation, we mailed out a bunch of Naked Fat Mandy kits to our listeners last week. Please now open your kit. Open zipper A and extract the
belly bongo and play along with the lovely naked Fat Man D.
Because this is a radio and audio medium, I want to complete the visual image for our listeners. What we've got here is Fat Man D on a blue kind of blue metal, grayish bluish kind of beanbag. The beanbag has not been lubricated. I'm going to have to talk to my assistant.
I'm
about
sticking
that.
To it. It's kind of uncomfortable.
Kind of sticky.
I'm going to get pimples. I have too many pimples back there already. This is horrible.
Well, you keep rotating. I don't know. Maybe that stave the pimples off. So she's lying there in a state of repose.
Repose. I mean, I don't really know. I'm not really involved with females, but I would say that's a receptive pose.
Yes.
And
legs apart.
You know, when you look like this, receptive at all, it's completely offensive.
So let's first, I actually have two questions. Let's focus on the first. It seems to be a little bit of body image problem. Do you love the Fat Mandy body? Or
I love my body.
Okay, okay.
I love to decorate my body.
There's a little bit of
I love to play my body. Mm-hmm. I love to play with my body.
Yeah, I can definitely tell the decoration part. You have, what, you said 8 tattoos?
No, 5.
5, and you have?
Bald, tattooed, pierced, and branded.
And piercings and brandings.
Mm-hmm.
Both breasts?
Yes.
I might have to go over to the... Holy cow. So that's what is that?
That was supposed to be a racing stripe.
Fat Mandy is pointing her breast at me.
Reverend David Apocalypse, Sideshow Marvel.
Co-host, handle the show while I go.
All right. Keep
Are
on
you
describing.
All right?
Yeah, Reverend, I think he has to have a moment to himself.
Oh, he's coming to look at it. Oh, okay.
So the Reverend. Right.
The Reverend David Apocalypse took a 2-inch piece of galvanized sheet steel, heated it up, put it in a pair of channel locks. His partner, Andrew the Impaled, held my breast. And, you know, the Reverend Apocalypse heated up the sheet steel with a propane torch till it turned bright red. And then he stuck it into my breast.
And then you screamed. No?
Actually, I made this weird, like, and it became like this cow cult kind of thing. And I have the other one.
Whoa. It's even bigger.
Oh, God.
Once again, our lovely host. What's your name today, by the way?
Oh,
host.
I didn't mention the name.
Mr. Hostman.
I should be... Doctor, this experience is sending me even further to the side of homosexuality. I think I just ate a burrito and it's cutting my lung.
Oh, farting into vinyl is just terrible.
Oh,
there's some things our radio listeners don't really need to know.
But
We can move on.
The thing that's fascinating is two things. First of all, you do have giant brands on both breasts, which is interesting. And second, I think that's the closest I've ever come to a female breast, like in the flesh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, were you bottle fed?
Oh, no, actually, I guess there was a breast with my mom.
Within memory, though, you could say.
Yeah.
Unless your breastfeeding ended very late in childhood, as mine did.
Lucky bastard.
The age of 14. No, I'm kidding. And now I need therapy. Sorry.
So, well, I mean, I actually wanted to go back a little bit. This sounds like something that might have happened on one of the Mad Max series, like one of the later Mel Gibson.
No, we were just bored. We ran out of.
Oh, this wasn't a performance. This wasn't a
You're just sitting
around the house with the propane torch and deciding. Yeah.
Hanging out with Professor.
Well, Fitzgerald. I mean, the Reverend David Apocalypse studied it for a bit, briefly, not very long. He said, no, he'd been talking about it for about a year, and finally, you know, well,
about
we ran out
you.
Of safety equipment and we decided to burn each other, you know.
Wow. Well, so you branded him?
No. He never did get branded. Branded a lot of us, though.
That's like one of those schoolyard tricks, isn't it? Like, let's brand each other, and then somehow it's like never his turn. But I mean,
so is there any sexual component of the branding? Because I know some piercings can be very sexual.
No, it just hurt. I mean, it hurt good, but it hurt a lot. It was the most painful thing I've ever experienced.
Well, you haven't been through this show yet. But are you in the S&M world or in the BDSM world? Are you a submissive pain bottom by definition, or? You transcend those trivial categories.
I'm not really involved in S&M or anything. Mm. I've gotten a couple great spankings. That was lots of fun, but I don't really. I only have sex with my husband.
Mm.
Or recently, I've only had sex with my husband.
So even in the months when you're not married, because you were telling me earlier, you're married.
If I could find somebody that satisfied me as much as Ratman does. I might consider it, but I don't know anybody that's that sensitive and that much fun.
Ratman
is my husband, yes, but only during the month of May. I should qualify that. We've been married for the past 4 years every May.
Oh, interesting.
It's interesting, like, as opposed to like the standard, say, polyamorous trick of parallel lovers, right? In some sense, you can have these serial lovers, like a month of May.
I guess theoretically you could,
theoretically,
sure.
You could, yeah.
I wouldn't ever, because I get far too domestic. I start cleaning and cooking, and I'm up at 5, and I'm frying potatoes and chopping garlic and bacon and, you know, and making lunch items and putting things in crock pots and scrubbing endlessly. And I just, it's lots of fun, but... Then, you know, I can't continue. I have a duty and a responsibility to this world.
You're taken over by the restless spirit of June Cleaver.
It's true. I don't like to go out and perform. I just want to stay home and, you
watch
know.
Watch videos? Snuggle?
He didn't have a TV. He didn't like to snuggle. We just like to.
Do lawn care? I don't know. What do married couples do?
Oh, I can't remember what you're not supposed to say on the radio.
Well, the biggies.
Lawn care is okay.
Well, we like to have.
Make whoopee?
Yeah.
You can say have sex.
Okay, I like to have a lot of sex.
You can say...
I like to have a whole lot of sex. But nobody's very... Most of the people that I've had sex with are, like, really hard and not sensitive.
Oh, interesting.
So I like sensitive.
So when you say... Okay, so... So what does that mean? Is that like hours of long tantric sex and slow stroking and...
Or are we talking
just like good, you know, well-tuned hands and, you know, just being nice about touching.
But is it possible – so how is it possible that a man is capable of this? Shouldn't you really be a lesbian if you want, like, the soft,
oh, no,
tender caress of a woman?
Oh, no, he's hung really well, too. He's a little man. He's a very little man, but he's hung like a horse.
You can say that on the air, by
hung
the way.
Like a horse?
Oh, good.
Well, that's – wow. That's
everything's bigger in Texas.
Ratman.
That's where he lives, darling boy.
So was he born there?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have to be born there. Damn. Okay. I was thinking maybe I could move there, get some things going on in the nether regions. Oh. I guess that's all right.
I think we can say damn.
The producer gives us the nod. All right.
Well, that damn sex I had in Texas was incredible. I love Texas.
Wow. Well.
Really? Well,
You should be thrilled about the possibility of GWB becoming president and turning the whole country into one big Texas.
I didn't say I like jerks. That's a totally different situation.
I mean, do you think the prospect, though, of a Bush presidency would bring the reality or the possibility of large penises for the entire citizenry into some kind of possibility?
I think that would be a bad idea if we voted Bush into office. Of course, I think the whole American system is kind of messed up right now anyways. But that would be bad. That would be really bad. I think that would negatively impact a lot of sex in a lot of people's lives.
So, yeah, let's bring this to sex. Would you rather sleep with Gore or Bush?
I wouldn't want to sleep with either of them.
If forced to make a choice.
That would be rape.
See, I think what Fat Mandy is all about is thinking outside the box. You give her two choices, and she picks the third option.
Sorry.
So Nader. You're saying Nader, in other words.
Nader?
Well, he said, I give you two choices. You take the third. I was making a joke about the third party, you know, the Greens.
My toe.
Sorry.
I actually wanted to interrupt both of you for a second and remind our listeners that if you have questions for Fat Mandy, there's very small opportunity for you to ask them. But if you want to, and we let you on the air, and you're naked, the number is...
And you're stroking.
621-9728. That's 621-WRCT.
I'm on my moon.
What does that mean?
It means
your
I'm
butt?
Ragging it.
Well, so, actually, I had a question. I didn't mean to make this personal.
Did you see the string?
Well, I saw the string. I couldn't tell whether I looked over at your vagina, and I noticed the string hanging down. I thought, now, is that like another breakthrough Fat Mandy kind of body modification? Did like Rat Man hang that string there? Or is that just a garden variety tampon?
So well, Western family brand from Texas.
I'm sorry. What's my family brand?
No, it's Western brand tampon from Texas.
Extra large, I'm sure.
I have a little song that I made about tampons. I don't know if I can say this word.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, what's the word I'm not allowed to say?
Can you change it to...
It starts with the word... It starts with C.
Well, that's not...
Blug doo doo doo. Blug doo 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 doo. C-N-N-T-P-U-L-P-L-U-G. Plug doo 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 doo. Except I wouldn't... It normally goes a lot faster. It's like...
Right. Blug
doo doo doo.
There. It's catchy.
This can't be happening.
Are you all right? Do you want a hug?
I'm not sure. I mean,
you told me you were going to get naked.
Oh, well, you know, I just feel like no one wants me to get naked.
Nobody wants me to get naked. I don't let that stop me. You just want me to be naked.
I'll leave it up to our producer. Being recently married, she doesn't want to see me naked either because it might cause her to stray from the marital.
Right, stray from the path.
Okay, well, I'll take off my... Unlike you, I don't just give it away. I'm going to take off my clothes.
I don't give it away. I force them to have it, whether they want it or not.
Take off my clothes slowly. I'll take off my left foot. My toe sort of itches, so I might
A bald boy just walked past the room out there and he didn't even look in to see if I was really naked.
Nope. Do you like bald men?
Hey, producer lady, would you tell that bald man to come and look at me being naked?
No, she's actually on the phone.
Too.
The thing is, we're consummate professionals here in the studio.
I'm bald and tattooed and naked and pierced and branded. Woohoo!
Well, let's go back to, if I may interrupt, I've taken off my socks here to give you a little toe action.
Because you're a little more naked than you were before.
Let's go back to your various body modifications. I'm seeing a psychic premonition for my own future or some kind of tattoo around your stomach and belly button area that looks like a web or a sailboat or something.
That's actually henna that I did myself on a drunk the other night.
Uh-huh.
After the Moody Blues show.
Oh, bitchin'. Well, it's gorgeous. I think you're extremely talented. And so, also on your chest, there's some kind of more permanent
tattoo.
That
was done by Tony Urbanek. It's like a chrome wings with an eyeball in the center that he drew. He woke up in the middle of the night and he drew it. And he drew it, and I happened to walk in the shop that day at Inka Dinka Doo, and he's like, "Hey, Mandy, what do you think?" And I'm like, "Tony, that's just lovely." And he put it on me, and I'm quite happy with it. I have divine tattooed on the back of my neck.
I was admiring that earlier.
You've gotten up a bunch of times. I'll
hang on, hang
up
on. Before you get up, though, actually, save the tattoo because we've got a caller. I'm in the show.
Oh,
the callers
we have a caller.
Always come first. They're even more important than you, Fat Mandy. So, hello, is the caller on the air?
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling in. We're so glad you called.
Thanks. Yes. Hi, Mandy.
Is that Scratchy?
Yes.
Hey, Scratchy.
How'd you guess?
What?
Anyways, I said, how did you guess?
Because you're our only listener, Erin.
No, actually, I turned you on to some other people.
Excellent.
Really?
But in transit, I hope I don't repeat something. But have you talked about the semen show?
No.
No, we haven't talked about the semen show.
No, it's a good thing to talk about, considering she was naked then, too.
Yes. Yeah, I just thought that was like the greatest part of the performance, actually.
Do you want to tell us about that, caller?
Yes. That was Kyle's, like, one of his last, one of his last projects, right, Mandy?
It was in May.
Yeah, this was in May. For those,
May. Yeah,
don't say where, though. Don't say where it was.
Okay. Well,
so for our listeners who don't know who this semen are, they're this kind of survival research-esque, you know, apocalyptic machinery and robot art troupe. Is that a good description?
Yeah.
And they had a show here in lovely Pittsburgh.
Yes, so he made one machine that sort of, what was that called, Mandy?
That was Cal's machine. It was called the Shower of Fire, the Fire Shower.
Yes, a person would stand in the middle of these, like, four very tall poles, and they would light the four poles on fire, then it would spin around you.
Yeah.
It was visually stunning, let me tell you. It was amazing.
It was pretty hot, too.
And so...
It was hot. So Mandy decided to take all her clothes off.
Had to.
Right, so the...
They wouldn't let me in. They said I was too fat. They said I would burn.
Well, then
he said my clothes would melt because they were polyester. So I told him I wasn't wearing any clothes.
And the crowd went wild, of course, because... And how can you say no to a naked fat Mandy?
Oh.
And so she got in the middle of this thing and they set it off and...
Set it off and I have a solid picture of it. Is it still up on your website?
Oh, wow, really? There's a picture up.
Do you still have that, Mandy?
It's not on my website.
Do you want to tell us the URL of your website? Give you a chance for some self-promotion.
www.fatmandy.com. It's phatmandee.
Just those letters.
I can't believe you didn't have that mic'd. I just farted in the beanbag statue.
Really loudly.
Oh, okay. Well, on that note, I think it's time for me to go.
I'm actually thinking I should move to the next room.
Thank you for bringing it up, Scratchy. It was.
Love you, Mandy.
I love you too, sweetie.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Violin.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
So we have another caller, it seems.
Is that true?
The fire shower was wonderful. It was very hot, and I did burn my posterior.
Mm. Ow, ow.
And,
do you think one of your own farts
there's actually ignited? A picture of Scratchy sitting at the bar next to Corel, my friend Corel, who I've tattooed on my left forearm.
Oh, I thought that was like Zachary
leaning,
Taylor, perhaps.
No, it's Corel, the accordion player who plays with me on
the sense of responsibility he must feel to have himself tattooed on your body.
I love Corel.
God, I would never let somebody have me tattooed on them.
I love Corel.
You have a specific request from the callers that they want to see you naked accordion. They want to hear you.
They want to hear me. Excellent. Now, this must be my little friend in, what were they, Dormont or North Versailles, who always strokes to the show.
Could be one of the pre-college students on campus right now.
You're not going to deny them, are you,
Corey? Some svelte 17-year-old hottie.
Well, my workout plan hasn't been going as well as possible. I'm only benching 250 these days, and you're supposed to react to that.
Wow, that's up from 210 last week. What did you...
That means you could lift me.
What kind of
it's true.
Reaction would
actually,
you...
Actually, I can't actually bench 250.
You could try.
He didn't specify what units that was.
I'm not sure. See, the danger here is that...
She would fart on you?
Well, there's that danger. Is that you and I are both such sexual beings that we might end up copulating on the show, making a child, an illicit love child, and...
She's having her period. That's not possible.
Oh,
that depends on what you consider sex. You know, that was one of the things I was hoping you would address. I mean, like, because, like, lesbians consider sex, you know, well, they don't have, like, all the parts that, you know, straight people need to have sex.
Right.
Mm.
So, you know, but they still think they've had sex. But if you do that same stuff with a man, then he doesn't think you had sex. He was thinking that you were just,
certainly
like,
Bill Clinton
like
doesn't.
Flirting or something. I don't know.
That's pretty extreme flirting. I think that goes beyond.
Well, I flirted like that before and marched in parades afterwards.
Yeah, you were telling me that earlier.
It's true. I gave a dear friend of mine, can I say blowjob? Or
We said, I guess we have a yes on blowjob.
I didn't finish it. I said bludgeon. I was talking about bludgeon.
Sure, yes, you can say it.
I can?
Blowjob, but we think we have a yes on blowjob.
Okay. I gave a dear friend of mine a blowjob after work one day last year, and it was during the Southside Summer Street Craptacular that they inflict us with every year.
You don't have to reveal his name, but does he have a funny, cool name like Dr. Exacto or... Like all your friends seem to have some kind of funny
name. No, he's
a
perfectly normal person.
Reverend
David. He drinks Coors Light and he hangs out in bars and he hits on girls with like big hair from the mall. He's a perfectly normal person.
But you're doing your best to try to change that.
No, I just wanted to give him a blowjob because I thought he was adorable and he really needed one. He was working far too hard. And so I gave him one.
The world needs more women like you, Fat Mandy.
And I think so. Wouldn't that be fun? And then I left, and I was wearing, like, I hadn't shaved, like, for 2 days. My head was all, I had, like, this 10 o'clock shadow. And when I'm, like, when I have, like, bristles on my head and it's not smooth, like, it's smooth now.
So I'm thinking your friend probably got his Andre Agassi fantasies finally fulfilled.
I suppose. But, like, my head is, like, this big dirt sponge, like a 5 foot 2 tall dirt sponge that picks up dirt from the atmosphere. And I was kind of dirty and smelly, and I had, like, this camouflage muumuu thing on and, like, slippers. And the parade was walking past, so I jumped in the parade, and I was waving to everybody, and somebody said, "Hey, what are you running for?" And I just looked at him. I said, "Don't vote for me." And they were like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Just don't vote for me." And I was kissing babies and telling people not to vote for me and waving at people. And we got to about 10th Street, and the parade broke up, and somebody said, "Well, see you later, Frank. Take care, Tom. Check you out. It's later, Cyril. Have a good one." And I looked around, and I've been walking behind city council the whole time, or in front of city council, because I didn't recognize anybody.
And you just picked up, when you said don't vote for me, that I just went in a psychic.
Somebody
kind
asked
of...
me what I was running for, and I looked at them, I was like, don't vote for me.
You're probably the only person in that section of the parade who had just given a blowjob.
That's so sad.
Well, yes or no. I mean, I personally...
People should have more sex all the time. People should be naked a lot more frequently than they are.
That is so true. That is so true. On that cue, I will take off my shirt, and you'll see that I could be Fat Man. Fat Man.
Dr. Heterosexuality.
Here we go. Can I have a moment of silence, please? Oh yeah.
That's the first time I've ever seen you shirtless, Dr. Homosexuality.
What about all the hot times we spend in your love bed?
Oh, I have my eyes tightly closed then.
Will you take your clothes off?
I don't know.
Issues. That's someone with issues.
I suppose I could match Corey in terms of clothing.
DJ.
I meant my invisible pal. Jesus, Corey, Christ.
Yeah, you're kind of skinny, though. You don't have any fat that would hide your nether regions like I do. It's pretty convenient, actually.
Well...
You don't have nearly enough fat either. I don't care what you say.
Nearly enough? Well, it's tricky. I'm probably not fat enough to be like a sexy Minnesota guy because, you know, they like their guys kind of chunky. But I'm definitely way too
Witness
fat.
With John Candy.
For example.
Head on up to the little ill to the lodge.
But I'm definitely too fat for like, you know, New York or San Francisco or San Diego or Pittsburgh.
Well, you can't Rexford. Be fat in those places because they don't have enough space to be fat in.
And true.
They're very crowded and it's too expensive per square inch to breathe.
So,
I was going to say, and people are just too darn busy in, say, New York City to have time to eat to put on fat. Everyone's drinking coffee and smoking those cigarettes.
And you're all doing crystal meth. I mean, right. It's hard to get out here. So,
Those hard drugs are just terrible things. They ruin a lot of sex, I think.
Really? So you think, really?
Ever had sex on, say, some illegal drug, but you won't specify that I'm sure the statute of limitations have run out on?
The hardest thing I do grows in the ground. I smoke. That's it. I have a little liquor now and again. I like a little Jameson's. On a good night, I like a little chocolate martini. But
I know, for example,
if it doesn't grow out of the ground, I'm really not interested.
I know from the experience of other friends that like certainly speed affects men very badly in the sexual performance area.
Oh, speed is a terrible thing. Cocaine is a terrible thing. Heroin is a terrible thing. crack is a terrible thing. I think they should all be legalized, and I think all the people that are dumb enough to do them should do them and die and get out of the gene pool so that the rest of us can have, like, a nice, normal, functioning thing. If you're on crack, you're dumb, and you deserve to die.
Bold political words from guest Fat Man D.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
In I'm your humble but deadly like accurate that. Opinion.
You know, it's so easy for me to just spout off and be naked. Maybe if I were in a different shoes and I could try and understand, but I don't think I'd want to understand if I were on crack.
I do sort of wonder whether the next Einstein, the next Galileo, the next, you know, Newton might come from some crack smoking skank in the gutter, right? I mean, you never know. Like,
we can experiment. You and I can go buy a lot of crack and find out.
That's true, but I'd rather just get naked here with you.
Report back for next week's show.
Next 18 years from now, the final results are in.
I'm a little worried because I feel like here I am, got my shirt off, you're entirely naked. Our audience is stroking, and yet we're not getting to the goods. So I think we should try to focus a little bit on what makes – well, sex and kind of
– I like to talk about sex.
The things that Fat Man D, the legend, the person, has done to transcend the boundaries of the human experience.
Well, there was that pancake eating contest with Hungry Bill last week.
Was that sexy?
To somebody, I'm sure. Somebody. Not to anybody in the audience that made themselves known. A lot of them were pretty upset by the whole thing.
How could anybody be upset by a pancake eating contest? It's so wholesome.
Well, yeah, but I kept vomiting out the same chunk and trying to eat it again, and I couldn't swallow it. I was going so fast. So I just covered it with more syrup and just down
yourself.
It went. I didn't take a dump for 4 days. I had 15 cornmeal pancakes. I was thinking I was going to have to go in for a high colonic or something. It was so painful. I studied dance lessons with some really lovely people, and I was trying to practice my shimmy, and I thought I was going to fall over. It was awful.
Wow.
So painful. Corn doesn't digest well. And Hungry Bill had fed me 15 pancakes. I tried to eat more. I really did, but I just went.
Well, he's a professional.
Down.
You can't beat him, right? You said he won his first championship when
he
was 12.
I'll beat him. I'll take him, man. I just need to practice.
I could make a suggestion. Next year, naked pancake eating contest.
That might give you the edge.
I don't know if we could do that. Maybe we could. I want to do it as a benefit for the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank. I don't know if I can be naked.
There's some irony in there.
That's right. Fat gluttons, you know,
it was
for
his
hunger.
Idea.
We're
not
hungry.
Fat.
Why
he's
should
a very
you be?
Thin man.
He's just hungry. Hungry Bill.
Hungry Bill, that's his name. Okay. Well, he won his first pancake eating contest when he was 12 anyways in Lancaster, so.
Interesting. You know.
Somebody published a naked picture. Oh, we're going to talk about sex.
Yeah, please.
Okay. What kind of sex?
Ever got any groupies because of your work? Because of your chanteuse superstardom?
No. The only time I got groupies was when I was on tour with the circus.
What did you do when you were in the circus?
They knew that I would be gone the next day. I did a half man, half woman act. I sang love songs to myself, and I ate light bulbs, and I played cello in the circus band. It was Circus Ridiculous. And I mean, I sing jazz, and I do poetry, and I produce a lot of shows, and I have a good time, and you know, and I
but let's get
my
back
friend Chicken John did pornioke a couple weeks ago. That was pretty cool. But
pornioke, is that like karaoke?
Yeah, but it's with a whimsical twist of porn.
Porn makes everything better.
Not karaoke.
But
actually,
so,
yeah, it was pretty wonderful.
I'm trying to imagine this. Are you singing along with like the crappy, synthy, cheesy background of a porn movie?
Roaring
or are you
along?
Yes. Acting along?
No, you're singing. You're singing.
We've got to mic that.
I farted into the seat again.
It has a nice resonance chamber effect.
The gentlemen here are really disturbed by that. they kind of just like stop for a second.
Well, I was sorry that I, you know, when I came to Earth, I gave up my methane breathing apparatus because it would really come in handy about now.
Your darling, doctor, what's your name again?
Sexopolis.
Sexopolis.
PhD in
bought me
sexology.
Chinese food before we had this sucker. So.
And left
it was
me.
In her, it was in her contract
dry.
Writer.
Sex.
So, sex. Right, sex in the circus. So these would be like townies that you'd.
Yeah, like big old Bubbas. Well, I got the underwear from a big blonde Bubba boy in Iowa. I got his underwear.
He threw it up on stage like a teenage girl at an Elvis concert?
No, he kept trying to talk to me when I was playing cello, and I told him he didn't have anything interesting for me that I wanted to hear, and I didn't care what he had to say until he brought me his underwear. And so he went to the bathroom and threw off his underwear, and he came back.
Let me guess, tighty whities.
Oh, yeah, they were very tight. I wore them the next day. I like boys' underwear a lot, but I don't generally wear underwear much, to the dismay of my neighbors.
Yeah, you were telling me earlier that that got you in a little bit of trouble at a show.
Yeah, I'm not going to say where because I don't want to endanger their liquor license, but a venue I like to play a lot. I do a belly slap solo in the middle of, say, Blue Skies or All of Me, you know, a nice exciting number like that. And I sing in a jazz band called Margalit and Liquitones. And do a belly slap solo, and I've forgotten to wear my underwear one day. And I just spaced it, and I was like in the middle of about ready to start.
So for the belly slap, do you pull your dress up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So you were letting it all hang out.
Oh, yeah. You have to. You don't get a good sound otherwise.
Well, I wasn't sure if maybe you pull your blouse up or something like that. It's like early Bobby McFerrin.
It's just a nice thing to do with your belly.
I was going to say, it's too bad that Sammy Davis Jr. tragically passed. Otherwise, we could
do a duet.
A tap.
My thighs, I wish I should. Shoot, I should have asked you to mic my thighs. I make a nice slapping noise with my thighs, too.
But getting back to the little buffalo shot you gave your audience. So you pulled your dress up.
No. I put a music stand in front of me. I grabbed Nate Peck's music stand.
Oh, that
wasn't enough.
I'm sure that 1-inch thick metal rod obscured everything, right?
No. I put it down, but the club manager was very upset. He told me that he could see a swath, and he didn't.
A swath.
So the next week, I forgot my underwear again, but I asked to borrow a dear girl's underwear, and I won't say her name because I don't, you know, want tapes of this.
Judith Martin, Ms.
Sent off to the LCD and have there be any proof anywhere, but...
You can say it. Tipper Gore.
Gave me her underwear, and I put them on stage, but she was such a little girl. I've just stretched her little G-string all to hell.
A bony little thing.
All to heck in a handbasket.
But it's a souvenir now.
Oh, she kept it, you know.
Warm.
But it didn't work either. I mean, you can still see a swath. So it was...
But at least you were wearing underwear.
Yeah, but you could see, like, everything.
The law is all about technicalities, so. Fat Man D.
I don't know. The club manager was still very upset. So now I have to be wearing, like, every time I go on stage there, he calls to make sure I'm wearing my underwear.
If he was a responsible club owner, I think he would just have an extra pair there for you.
I'll put that in my rider.
Just like expensive restaurants, you know, they have jackets and ties for guys who come and don't forget.
They don't have to be expensive. They could be like, I mean, he could go down to McCrory's and get the 99-cent ones.
Yeah, if he wanted to punish you, he could get really ugly baggy ones that you'd feel ashamed wearing. And then you'd remember. Right?
I'd probably just take it off when I was done. Throw it out in the audience. That's what I'll do. I'll put that in my rider. That's a brilliant idea. I want underwear... every show, and I'll do my belly slaps all over it on, pull my dress down, remove the underwear so nobody can see, and then just throw it out in the audience.
I feel honored to have now become part of the Fat Man D experience.
It'll
wow the crowds.
It'll do something.
So I have a question, a comment, and a concern. The comment is, if our listeners want to call in and share their ideas and questions with Fat Man D, please do so. The number is 412, that's the area code, 621-9728. If you're a pre-key on campus so aroused from your stroking that you can only dial 5 digits, you need only dial 89728. And those of you who study the Bible code will see that that pattern is 8WRCT.
Ooh, spooky. So, and what was your question?
The question was, I've lost the question. I actually have a question I have two questions from a long time ago. First, I noticed that your tongue is pierced and you're sort of seductively sliding across your teeth and lips for me. Is that because you want me to mount you? Or does everybody just
this
do
this? Third or fourth reference
to
mounting?
I
don't think so. I sense
mounting.
Some tension here. Well, you are in a very... See, that's the problem with beanbags. Once you're in them.
Oh,
I'm just sticking to this sucker. I can't adjust. It's like a film of foam.
Exactly. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that if so last week we had a guest, or was last week or the week before, we had a guest from Switzerland who was talking about how Swiss TV is more open. And I was going to say, if this were Switzerland,
thank you.
You would be, and you were on the TV show Star Trek Voyager, you would be a female Klingon, and they wouldn't have to do any makeup at all. You would just be the way you are, and you'd be having sex with Worf right now. How does that make you feel?
That would be wonderful. He's adorable.
He's a tall man.
He's got really nice brow ridges, but they're just like, that's not a TV character, you see. That's, the actor who plays him is very attractive. I mean, if Worf were actual, if that were like flesh on his head that actually did that, that would be awesome. But what would really happen is I would lick it and I would get like a bunch of grease paint on my tongue and like foam and plastic things that wouldn't taste very good.
Don't break the fourth wall.
I like warm flesh that's hard and pulsating.
Mm. Well, there are people, unfortunately I'm blanking on names right now, who have like, for example, implanted glass or metal beads underneath their skin on their head to get like ridges and bumps and so forth. And again, I should know his name. He's famous. This guy who had coral grafted onto his skull to make little horns. And you can use coral. It's actually used surgically to replace bones, so your body doesn't fight it. But actually, like, has real horns growing out of his head or stuck on his head at any rate right now.
Wow.
So it's possible. Your fantasy of licking a real Klingon's head, given the fanaticism of Trekkies and fanaticism of body modification people, someday could come together in perfect sexual harmony for you.
Wow. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So if any of you Trekkies out there want to come in and talk dirty Klingon to us.
Do you mean Trekkies or Trekkers?
Either one.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, except as a subtle way of controlling you.
Ooh. I like the sound of that.
The other question I had was to go way, way back to the breast burning thing, which I didn't...
Stunk terribly.
I didn't quite get... You
Does
said
it
you
really smell like burning pork? That's what I've heard. That's
smells like burning grease, yes. Yeah,
okay.
Like,
so two questions. So you said you weren't really a bondage bottom. What made you want to go through what must have been excruciating pain? I mean, probably one of the. I mean, for me, it would be more one of the more intense.
Well, she did say it was
life.
The most painful thing in her life.
Okay, I must have
modulo
been,
this show.
Physically,
I was stroking during that, so I wasn't paying attention. And secondly, did you do anything to get yourself in the mood for that? Like either. By taking some kind
of
pain.
We played Burning Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
That's certainly
it
has anesthetic qualities. Two questions. Did you either like take a hit of Jack Daniels or some kind of drug to alter your pain response, or did you like work up to it by getting spanked or whipped or something to get yourself in kind of
an alternative kind of
psychological state?
We weren't like that. We were just buddies. We were like... We smoked together,
just bored and decided to brand.
We were out of stuff to smoke. And
you don't have a Nintendo or something? I mean, jeez.
No, we just wanted... I wanted to see if I liked it.
And did you?
Yeah, I got my arm done.
Where? Oh, I see it there. Oh, wow, that's a more complicated design.
Actually, I'm not seeing it. Am I seeing anything?
It's subtle.
Oh, I see it. No, it looks like
a
hanger.
So what is it? What did you get done?
Or a Tootsie Roll.
It's like a... It's like a symbol. It's like waves coming out for the sun at the top, and a little thing that represents like shelter, and a little thing that represents water.
So it looks much different from the ones you have on your breasts. Was this?
Well, they
done
were the
by
first
some,
ones.
These were done by somebody else.
No, those were done by the Reverend David Apocalypse.
Using the same thing, galvanized steel.
Yeah, I bent it into the shapes that I liked. However,
okay, just this.
It hurt a lot.
Oh, I can imagine.
And it got all infected and pussy. Having pussy breasts was terrible for my sex life.
Yeah, I could see that.
They were yellow and liquine.
Ooh, that's an excellent. That's a $10 sex talk word. Or actually, the name of our show
now
is.
I made it up. You can use it anytime you want.
I forgot the name of our show.
Getting naked? Oh, the naked truth.
The naked truth.
Naked facts.
So, being a somewhat aficionado of the BDSM scene,
are you going to take your pants off?
Why are women always asking me to take my pants off? What have
I got
down here? That's
you just
so
seem to
exciting?
Want to. I think you should be naked. I
don't
think everybody should
I'm
be
wearing
naked.
Tidy white and like
crap.
I did not expect tidy whities from
point?
You.
Well, What?
Do they keep you from, like, sticking to your leg or something?
They keep me from... I have this problem where if I'm not wearing underwear, I spontaneously masturbate. Am I going to
like a monkey?
I come a lot, you know, when I'm just... That was a bad word, wasn't it?
It's okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I...
The producers are giving me that kind of...
That grim-faced
that word
have,
was neither good
I,
nor bad.
I suffer the little death a lot when I'm...
good use of classical illusions.
Just kind of standing there.
Really? Have an orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
So a friend of mine in college claimed that she could
do
make
that all the time. I don't make myself. It just happens when good things are going on.
Really?
Like, really great music. Like, last night, my friend Bullfrog played, and I played with my friend Corel, who's tattooed on my left forearm, and I played with my friend Monongahela Tall Paul Leach, who's I'm also going to have tattooed on me. And I love Tall Paul. And I was really enjoying the music. It was just very sensitive and very sweet and very powerful. And at the end of the evening, I looked around and realized it was my last show for a couple months at Lava Lounge and how much fun I'd had there with our, you know, our bong shows and our pornioki and our bullfrogs and our belly dancers and our pancake eating contests. And all of the things that we do at the Lava Lounge on a Monday night, which is where I play when I'm in town. And I play on Sundays at the Club Cafe with my jazz band, Margalit, and the Liquitones.
Although not for the next month, right?
2 months. I'll be in the desert running around, you know, cooking food for big, dirty boys.
At Burning Man.
Yes. I'm on staff for that event, and I cook for big, dirty boys that build the city. And then people come and build a lot of art, and then we burn down that art. And I wander around, and I look at it burn, and then we clean it up.
So do you get naked much in the desert?
I'm naked as much as possible in the desert.
What kind of SPF
Not
do you
as
use?
Naked as like, much as I used to be in the desert when the event's going on. There's a lot of yahoos there. but I'm naked a lot. I'm as naked as often as possible, actually. It's a quite disconcerting thing for my guests that come.
So in New York State, I don't know about Pennsylvania, but in New York State, it's illegal for women to go topless. Anywhere, it's illegal for men to go topless. So maybe your future lies in New York. That way you can at least wander around half naked all the time, legally. Are we boring you? Are we not keeping up with your expectations?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just...
That was kind of a fascinating legal insight about New York, although... No, I think it was good. I did not know that.
Well, there you go. I'm here to educate.
I did not know that. You're pointing your little stud at me again. Which... is that a commando look or what? What's happening right now?
Oh, no, this is my gammon, petite and delicate flower look.
It's working.
Yeah, I definitely think petite delicate flower when I see the look.
I was going to say a little bit of...
Serial killer?
No, what was the uncle's name in Adam's... Uncle Fester, I was going to say. The little Uncle Fester.
I did that once. I was going down on a friend of mine, and I... was holding his legs very close. He was a very skinny stick man. And I was going down on him, and I just looked up at him, and I held onto his legs so he couldn't get away, and I buried my face in the soft part beneath the hard part, and I just started going...
Yes, I have to like here snarling, teeth chomping in that area.
I also think he burned out one of our amps, but...
There's something deeply biological fearsome about snarling sounds in our dangling
bits. I know, but it was so much fun.
For you.
Yeah.
So you sound like you have a pretty great sex life.
It actually doesn't happen a whole lot in Pittsburgh. You know what? I don't kind of know a lot of people here, and I just... Yeah, you know, it's just kind of like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Oh, yeah, there you're naked again.
But, I mean, it sounds like you have a really healthy attitude towards sex, almost like it's a...
Yeah, but most people don't. Most people are very scared. A lot of egos ruin a lot of great sex.
Very true.
People don't like it when you laugh in bed.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I laugh a lot in bed. Like, I just think of funny stuff, and they don't get it.
Well, as long
so
as you're
I
not
scare
pointing
them.
And laughing, it's probably okay.
No, I'm not laughing at them. I'm just laughing
because
it's
You're laughing
funny.
Because of them.
It's just funny.
It, I
got grunting and hefting and hawing and...
In the hey.
You know, it's just funny stuff. Especially when you're chubby and you're slapping all over the place.
But, I mean, like I said, it sounds like you
And
like,
I'm chubby. People are scared by chubbiness. And they're scared by baldness and tattoos. It doesn't matter that I speak, you know, two languages. And
you do?
Sing
what else
in
do
seven.
You speak?
I'm French, and I can make my way through a prayer book in Hebrew.
Wow.
I don't actually speak Hebrew, but I can make my way through a prayer book.
But you can
I could make a minion.
Cool. I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds...
Minion is a group of 10 Jewish people celebrating the day with the evening services.
Okay.
A minion is 10.
And to be a minion, you have to be able to read
an adult Jew.
Okay.
And I am an adult Jew. And I can make my way through a prayer book in Hebrew.
We're straying from the issue of sex here, although I'm sure...
Oh, there's a lot of interesting issues of... There's a lot of interesting sex issues on religion. Religion is a big killer of sex.
But it's all about you. It's not about religion. It's not about the man. It's all about you and your sex life.
My sex. I don't actually have sex in Pittsburgh too much. I used to have a lot of sex in Pittsburgh when I was younger and I had a lot of hair. When I shaved my hair, that really negatively affected how much sex I had in the city.
I'm surprised.
Which means in the long run that I don't want to have sex with those people because I like to be bald.
And see, again, going back to the Star Trek people, they like bald women. Like in Star Trek 1, the original movie, there was a bald woman there that was
a hottie,
very attractive. You would think. Oh, see, the thing is, though, that what you've done is you haven't gone fully bald. I noticed there are two giant sprouts of hair coming from
the side
of your head.
They're my pigtails.
So you're bald, but you have pigtails. And so that might be
I wanted to look
confusing.
More feminine. People ask me all the time if I'm a drag queen. But they don't. Not anymore because now I have hair.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When I was bald for the 4 years before I grew my piggy tails.
Yeah, I saw them when they. I remember seeing you at the
D's
once.
I masturbate a lot. Am I not allowed to say that word?
Yeah, it was far more interesting than what I was going to say.
I masturbate a lot. I masturbate in a lot of places.
Yeah, you told me you masturbated actually while watching a movie?
South Park. I would buy packages. I would go to buy fried raviolis at the store. At Little Chicago's, and I'd take them hot over to the Rex Theater, and I'd watch South Park, and then I'd eat them. I'd sneak them into my coat, and I'd eat them, and then I'd masturbate when I was done eating them.
Was it the food or was it the movie
like
or the combination of the two?
The whole
10
experience.
Times, wow. So it was like an addiction.
Oh, yeah. I spent like 70
I'd be careful. This is the kind of thing that destroyed Paul Rubens. I mean, I'd be careful about what this might do for your
I had really
career.
Wonderful sex with a punk rock circus clown while watching Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
Circus clown. I mean, that satisfies so many of my fantasies. I just want, you know, now I truly know I want to be
you. He taught a friend of his who is known as the fat Mexican to shove a screwdriver up his urethra.
Oh.
I have video footage of that.
Ow.
And when I was working as a girl in a booth downtown.
Phillips screwdriver.
I worked as a girl in a booth downtown where you pay a dollar and the curtain goes up and there's a girl shaking it or playing with herself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the guys would do terrible things. One guy would shove a pen up in like the ink cartridge of a pen up his urethra, and he would write "I love you" on the tip money, and then he'd get this tip money that was covered in ink and blood, and he would send that in. And then
sweet,
other men would
slassy.
Men would you know
I mean he would write
would grace the windows with their seed, and
well,
other men would come in
procedure.
And lick it off, and one man would. Do his thing with a hamburger, and then he'd eat the hamburger on the way out. Another man would violate himself with a zucchini, and then he'd eat that on the way out.
One man would brush his
area in back with a toothbrush, and then he'd brush his teeth on the way out.
This is more like a freak show.
I can't go. This was reality. This was real Pittsburghers who are alive today and with their wives and children in the city functioning in their lives.
Wow.
This was regular American men and the things that made them happy. I can't go into a bathroom at McDonald's anymore because it smells of the same cherry disinfectant that they would use at 801 Liberty Avenue at Penjay, Live New Girls. Because I would walk up halfway up the stairs, all you could smell was dried man gift and cherry disinfectant. It's like a nice mixture bouquet. A bouquet of, you know, panerological aromas.
I'm going to ask you to note dried man gift because I think that's going to be my handle from now on.
DJ and dried man gift.
So was this in some special, like, different Pittsburgh where
the laws were
different?
Or
is this still allowed and going on?
No, the Mayor Turfey, Mayor Murphy and his whole, my downtown.
My
way of looking at the world took a lot of all that fun stuff out. And I think it's just terrible because I think it's just so much easier to pay somebody to get out your whatever your kinks needs are, then, you know, go force it on people that don't want to deal with it. I mean, how many men really want to, you know, do those things in front of their wives or their girlfriends? How many of them are too ugly to get wives or girlfriends or too crazy or whatever? Nobody wants to deal with it, you know? Why? I think that you should be able to pay for sexual release
sex
so that
care.
You don't infect the rest of the world with your sickness. I think it should be done in a healthy way, too. Well, I think, like, I would run a lovely brothel if it were legal.
Well, I thought Mary Murphy on the Fifth and Forbes project, he was going to build a big licking wall for people.
My downtown.
Right, to leave their dried man seed.
Mine. Mine.
I think you'd run a lovely brothel, too. What would you call it?
Mandy's House of Whores.
Direct and to the point. With a little bit of an Old West flavor. I like it. Would that be House O as in O apostrophe? House O Whores?
I don't know.
Gotta think about it.
I'd have to talk to the marketing team.
One of our bad words, I think.
Oops. I'm sorry.
We won't do that again. I need a list for the show.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, I'd actually like to apply.
Need a list because, you're dealing with a sensitive subject to begin with.
It might be better if we attached electric probes to your nipples, and then every time you said something offensive, we could just.
You're really into the S&M thing, aren't you?
Well, I think I am. I mean,
I think so.
I've had a couple.
Okay, I just like gentle things.
I like to be humiliated and degraded.
Really?
Like,
should be able to pay for that. And the person you pay shouldn't have to worry about having to.
To
get arrested for it. Unless you, of course, you are lucky enough to find somebody that's as into it as you are and you just have a life together like that.
Mm. Actually, the whole degrading humiliation sort of thing, that is legal. I have a friend in Philadelphia, an ex-girlfriend, who's a dominatrix. Basically, what's not legal are sex acts. So. You can treat them as your slave. You can degrade them.
You can whip them, but you can't give them any pleasure.
They can do it to
That's
themselves,
funny.
But you can't touch
That's
them.
That's such BS.
Well, yes.
That's just silly.
So I'm sure DJ Dried Manseed could get his...
Man Gift
could get his rocks off in whatever ways he wants without breaking with the law, without getting the man down on him like a ton of bricks.
So we have a time, you know, the time, as always, has just flown by, Fat Man D. I want to remind our listeners to please call in 621-9728 if you have any final questions for the Fat Man. I notice you're now licking your nipple with your tongue. That's actually...
Wow. I've never seen anybody who could do that.
I was just kidding, you know.
Are you masturbating now, or is this another attempt for
me
to get me to mount you?
No.
You're obsessed monkey-like with mounting her. Is it some domination thing?
I'm wondering if we should have some kind of three-way here in the studio. But then I couldn't.
He has a girlfriend. Otherwise, I would.
Couldn't decide
I
who
offered,
could be who should be in the middle.
But he turned me down. He said,
really?
No, I have a girlfriend. And I love her very much.
Dr. Sexapples,
so,
you are so
cold. I respect those kinds of things. I would never cheat on my husband when we're married.
But you're only married 1/12 of the year,
yes.
As far as I can figure out.
I know, but I haven't had anybody else this year because nobody else is very sensitive. I like...
You're picky.
You have to, find a
woman.
I
didn't used to be, but I am now.
No, that's a good thing.
I really am now. I want somebody that cares about what I want and I can care about what they want.
I mean, bad sex is no fun.
Which is branding.
No,
and,
it isn't.
Branding and farting, I think, are top of the list, right?
They're human. They're natural. So, of course, poison ivy is natural, too, so I don't know. That may not be a good
But I'm sure somebody finds it incredibly
crack
erotic.
Cocaine is natural.
Well.
Doesn't
it? There are. A friend of mine used to go all the time to this one man. I don't know if he's still with us or not, in North Oakland. He used to say, fart in my face. And you'd sit in this special chair that he'd cut up, and he'd ask you to take your pants down. And he would get young boys, and you'd go to his basement and hand a couple of these chairs. And can I say the F word? Aught.
Well, fart. Yes, you can.
Wait, and he would say,
okay.
Fart in my face. Come on. Don't you want to fart in my face? And he would, these boys would sit there and they'd fart in his face.
Wow.
He liked it.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
I'm left speechless.
That's crossed one of my boundaries, I think. I mean.
Although the young boys probably have to feel.
Well, it's a little disturbing, too. I mean.
Yeah, and the thing
those,
is, like,
those
it's
boys
not like,
are probably all damaged now.
It's not like you can fart on demand. There'd have to be clearly some kind of. Well, you may be able to. I can't. There'd have to be some kind of advanced setup, right? So you'd talk to the kids, and they'd come back later or something when they were full of beans and cabbage and schlitz or whatever. It's what works for me personally.
A friend of mine, Nostril Dumbass, the clown, is...
You just make this up as you go along.
No. This is I have video footage. He's a friend of mine.
She has proof.
He tattooed his clown makeup on his face. This girl would come and urinate in his mouth, and then he gargled it to the tune of Iron Man.
By Black Sabbath?
And he also gave himself...
sure. Yes.
He gave himself an enema with blush wine, and then he squirted it out, and he drank it.
Well, actually, I've heard that giving yourself an enema with wine or whatever is a very sure ticket to alcohol poisoning, because you can put a lot up there, and of course you can't throw up. The alcohol is absorbed very quickly into your colon. But as long as you squirt it out again, I guess.
He did, and then he drank it.
That's interesting.
I was more offended by the fact that it was a blush wine.
Well, I mean, what is he going to use, like $100 bottle Bordeaux? No, he's going to use something like a little bit cheesy. I mean, I think a blush is somehow appropriate. Maybe one of these new flavored Merlots, right? Like Blackberry Merlot. Or White Zinfandel. It's kind of an abomination.
It's a marketing niche that they've missed. You know,
butt wine. So it looks like we're out of time here.
According to my watch.
I don't get to sing a song or anything.
You can sing a song for it. Our 10 seconds,
our
and
producer
I'm going to smack you down.
Shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper I love
you. That can be our closing song. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Fat Man D, for joining us. Join us next week. Same time, same station.
Dream a little dream of me.